তাঁর স্টেশন বা শিলাপ্রভু বা শিলাপ্রভুবাদ কি? দশ, হিজ সিচুয়েটেড ওভার দ্য দস হি ইজ অ্যাকচুয়াল সিয়ার হু ওয়ার্শিপস ইন দ্য ফর্ম অফ ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল সাউন্ড রিপ্রেজেন্টেশন দ্য সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড এড বিষ্ণু হু হ্যাজ নো মটেরিয়াল ফর্ম পারপোর্ট আওয়ার প্রেজেন্ট সেন্সেস আর অল মেড অফ মটেরিয়াল এলিমেন্টস অ্যান্ড দেয়ার ফর দে আর ইম্পারফেক্ট ইন রিয়েলাইজিং দ্য ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল ফর্ম অফ গড বিষ্ণু হি ইজ দেয়ার ফর ওয়ার্শিপ বাই সাউন্ড রিপ্রেজেন্টেশন via the transcendental method of chanting. Anything which is beyond the scope of experience by our imperfect senses can be realized fully by the sound representation. A person transmitting sound from a far distance place can be factually experienced. If this is materially possible, why not spiritually? This experience is not a vague impersonal experience. It is actually an experience of the transcendental personality of Godhead, who possesses the pure form of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. In the Amarkosh Sanskrit dictionary, the word Murti carries import in twofold meanings, namely form and difficulty. Therefore, Amurtikam is explained by Acharya Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as meaning without difficulty. The transcendental form of eternal bliss and knowledge can be experienced by our original spiritual senses, which can be reviving by chanting the holy mantras or transcendental sound representations. Such sound should be received from the transparent agency of the bona fide spiritual master, and the chanting may be practiced by the direction of the spiritual master. That will gradually lead us nearer to the Lord. This method of worship is recommended in the Pancharatrik system, which is both recognized and authorized. The Pancharatrik system has the most authorized code for transcendental devotional service. Without the help of such codes, one cannot approach the Lord, certainly not by dry philosophical speculation. The Pancharatrik system is both practical and suitable for this age of quarrel. The Pancharatra is more important than the Vedanta for this modern age. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Chalakya Chakshurun Miltamena Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruhu Sri Yudhapata Kambalam Sri Guru Vaishyamacham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhadvinashyam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalvatarupyasy Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So he says, Iti Murti Abhidhanena Mantra Murti Mamurtikam Yajati Yajna Purusam Sa Abhyagya Purusam Sa Samyaga Darsana Pumana. Thus he is the actual seer who worships in the form of a transcendental sound representation, the supreme personality of Godhead Vishnu, who has no material form. Though in the material world, we got a human form of body. In the human form of body, everyone should worship Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna by what vidhi? Pancharatrik vidhi. When Srila Prabhupada went to Western world, America especially, he was not interested in the Pancharatrik vidhi. In the beginning, he was only chanting हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। Then later on, when he realized that devotees are ready now, then he introduced the system, Panchratrik Vidhi. This Panchratrik Vidhi, actually it was taught to Lord Brahma by Lord Vishnu. But there were two demons called Madhu and Kaitab. They stole from Lord Brahma all this system, whole system, Vedic knowledge. So in the material world, he said there are two kind of people. In Padma Purana, he says, any part of the world you go, there are two kind of people. He says, Dvavu Bhuta Sargovu Lokesmin Deva Asureva Cha Vishnu Bhakta Smruto Deva Asura Tadavi Parjaha. There are two classes of men in the created world. One consists of demoniac and the other of the godly. The devotees of the Lord Vishnu are the godly, whereas those who are just opposite are correct demons. That's why we have to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And that's Srila Prabhupada introduced in the beginning. So this Panchratra Vidhi, when Madhu and Kaitab stole the whole system, Lord Vishnu again taught to Lord Brahma in five nights. Pancha means five, Ratri means night. That's why it's called Pancharatri Vidhi. In Panchratra, there are five process. Number one called Abhigaman. Abhigaman. Then number two is Upadan, Abhigaman, Upadan, Yoga, Ijjo, and Swadhyay. Abhigaman means when you plan to go to temple, you have to prepare yourself. You can't go to temple to worship Krishna with dirty mind, dirty clothes. There is a one mantra. It says, Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarvavastam Kato Piva Yasmarit Pundikaksam So Bhaya Abhyantara Suchihi Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. That mantra is very powerful. It says either you are pure or impure. If you are in any condition of life, but when you chant the holy name of the Lord, you automatically clarify. But that doesn't mean that you cannot take a bath. When you go to temple, you always make no excuse. Sometimes people take the advantage of this mantra and they say, it doesn't matter now. No, you have to take a shower, bath, clean clothes, decorate the body with the 12 part of body with the Gopi Chandan. That is necessary. That is called Abhigaman. The second item called Upadan. Upadan means gathering articles for worship. When you go to temple, you know, you want to see the deity, but at the same time, especially pujari, when they go to temple, altar, they have to worship the God. So they have to collect all the ingredients. To worship, what do you require? To worship Lord, what do you require? Flower, that is right. And what else? Huh? Tulsi leaves. Tulsi we require. Flower, tulsi, utensils, nice clean utensils, and so many things, upadan. So he says that all this item is necessary for upadan. Then third item is called yoga. Yoga means, usually in the public mind, yoga means ashtang yoga, patanjali ashtang yoga. Ashtang, what are ashtang yoga? Eight yanga, what are they? Yama, niyam, pranayam, pratyahar, dhyana, and samadhi. Then after dhyana comes dharana and samadhi. Last stage is called samadhi. So this yama, niyama, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, dhyana, dharana, and last one is samadhi. So when you engage in this yoga, that is connection with the Lord. When you engage, that is the whole idea. To somehow or other, you connect to the Lord. That is called yoga, connection with the Lord. So how do you connect the Lord? Yoga means to link or connect with the God. The Lord is on a spiritual platform. We are on the material platform. We have four defects. Imperfect senses. We are always under illusion. We try to commit mistakes and we tend to cheat others. The four common, no matter how rich person is, but these four common. And God is on the spiritual platform. So how do you worship spiritual platform? You have to link with the God and then only that stage you can worship Krishna. So that is called yoga. Then the fourth called Ijja. Ijja means worship of the Lord. Worship of the Lord, how do you worship of the Lord? By 64 items. Or so the Sakupchar. Even 64 is not not capable, you know, then you can worship with the 16 item. 16 item is idam asanam, swagatam, padyam, then argyam, yam samaniyam, isha madura, park, puna achmaniyam, snanam, vastra, alankara, then ganda, dupa, deepa, puspa, naivedyam, and namaskuru pranam. The 16 is important, especially on the altar, that is important for the devotee, pujari. And anyone can do this one. So Srila Prabhupada didn't introduce this in the beginning, only Hare Krishna chanting, but later on, he established how many temples? 108 temples all over the part of the world. And the first one was in New York, 26 Second Avenue. There he established the first temple and taught personally how to worship Krishna. So everyone should do this one, Ijya. And this parikrama is also part of the worship. Parikrama, Srila Prabhupada says nicely, he says that 64 items of devotion service, parikrama is most important. He says in as per nectar of devotion, he says one must circumambulate the temple building at least 3 times. In every temple, there is a facility. Some devotees go around more than 3 times, 10 times, 15 times. Goswami used to do it, and Srila Prabhupada used to do it. So why can't we do it? And some temple, there is no facility. But this is also one of the items of 65 worshipping activity. It's called, that's why it's important. Parikrama, we got nice Bhaktivedanta manor here. In winter, different thing, but in summer, we can go round. More than, at least 3 is minimum. And you can do more parikrama, more than 3 is better. You can chant while doing parikrama, what you can do. Engage some or other, connect to the Lord. That's the whole idea. So, Srila Prabhupada said that when he was in a... Yeah, this always come down. And be tired. Thank you. So Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Vrindavan, especially Vrindavan, from 1960 to 65, Srila Prabhupada said that from 1960 to 65, when I lived here, that means in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar temple, I would sit in these rooms and chant Hare Krishna and see the smile and see the samadhis of Jiva and Rupa Goswamis. Just by thinking of how they wrote, I got chance to write, I would type and cook a little. I lived very simply, content to be in Rupa Goswami's presence. Now I have hundreds of temples to go to, but I still like it here best of all. So Radha Damodar is very important temple for ISKCON, you know, Vaishnavas. Then even in final days, Srila Prabhupada final days, he wanted to go parikrama, and some devotee took. So in the parikrama, devotee were concerned about the Prabhupada's health. He was very, very sick. But in the end, what he said is that rest assured, I shall not die in one day. We can go to Govardhan and make our own cooking there. Dig a ground and make our own foodstuffs. Very good picnic. Srila Prabhupada always and wanted to enjoy, and not only on his own, but devotee as well. Picnic means everyone, who cook something and eat, enjoy, offer the prasad to Lord deity, and then cook, and then make a ground, dig the ground, and collect some wood, some or other, and make a fire and cook something. No excuse. Picnic, always picnic. That's why we say 3 things in ISKCON. Chanting, prasadam, and dancing. When you chant, when you then dance. And when you're tired, have prasadam. That's the thing. And that way, your life will be successful. And that was Srila Prabhupada did. So Srila Prabhupada, the idea, original idea from Radha Damodar temple. Even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was traveling in India, he went to South India. And in South India, he went to, there is a Sri Rangam temple there. So when he went to Sri Rangam temple, he was really in a mood, devotional mood. And there was one person called Vaikunth Bhatt. So Vaikunth Bhatt, he was interested. This sannyasi is different than all other sannyasi. So he approached Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he said, why don't you stay with me in my house? Because this is Chaturmas, now Chaturmas is running. So 4 months, you can stay in our house. He said, okay, I don't mind, I'll live with you. And Vaikunth Bhatt had a son called Gopal Bhatt. So he said, my son Gopal Bhatt will look after you. He will fulfill all your desires. You don't worry about anything. So Gopal Bhatt is to look after. And then what happened? Then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that when Gopal Bhatt, he said, when your parents are old, no more, then you can go to Vrindavan. Then you come to Vrindavan. So Gopal Bhatt said, okay, no problem. So when he was 30 years old, his parents expired, died. And then he remembers Mahaprabhu's words. He said, let me go to Vrindavan now. So he went to Vrindavan to worship Radha Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu was not there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri. So he was really upset. Then Mahaprabhu realized that. And he was so kind, he specially sent his personal asan and some cloth for this Gopal Bhatt. He told Rupa and Sanatan Goswami that please take this and hand it only to Gopal Bhatt. He said, okay, Gopal Bhatt was so happy. And even then, in the dream, Mahaprabhu came to dream. He said, Gopal Bhatt, you go to Nepal, pilgrimage to Nepal. So Gopal Bhatt thought, why I should go to Nepal? But then he said, this is Mahaprabhu again in my dream, so I must go to Nepal. And when he went to Nepal, guess what? When you go to holy pilgrimage, what do? You take a bath in the river and you worship. There are three things you can do. You worship, you give donation to the saintly person, and then holy bath is always important. Then you get the donation to the saintly person and worship Krishna. So this Gopal, but what he, when he filled the pot after the morning rite, what happened? In the pot, what came? Sarigam came. That's right. Sarigam Shila came. So first he thought that these ordinary stones, so he put the water back in the river, in Gangi River. He tried again and stones came again in the water. He was confused. He said, I want clean water. Why this stone? I don't want the stone. So he put the water again back. And the third time, he filled the water pot again with the water. There not one, two, three, but how many 12 saligram came? 12. 12 saligram came in the water. Then he realized that Lord want, this is saligram, and Lord want to come with who I am to refuse. I will rather take it to Vrindavan. And he took all the 12 saligram to Vrindavan and start worshipping. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Shri Radha Landanishwara ki, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Giri Govardhan ki, Shri La Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. So some or other started worshipping Saligram Shila. And then one day what happened? One big wealthy merchant came, businessman came, and he offered Gopal Bhatt, this I got ornaments for your deity. I got nice clothes, nice dresses. Please accept this one. So Gopal Bhatt said, what I do? I got only round stones. How can I worship? What I will do with your ornaments and all these things? And then Nrsimha Chaturdashi came. On that day, he realized that rich man, he wanted to give me so many things. But I don't have shape. How can I offer? Then in the end, he realized that if Nrsimha Bhagwan came from the pillar, then my Saligram Shila might come as a deity form. Why not? He just simply imagined, like Mansik Puja he did. You know, in Mansik Puja. So that was he did. And overnight, what happened? The whole one Saligram Shila, which is called Damodar Shila, this Shila turned into deity form. And that deity form is what do you call it? Radha Ramanji, Radha Raman. You can see though, even in India is now, Radha Ramanji is still there. Radha Ramanji is still there. So if you go there, it's not ordinary made or carved by anyone, sculptor or anyone. It's automatically manifested simply by the devotion of the devotee. So when you worship the Archa Vigra form, Pancharatrik means Archa Vigra form. When you, it's not ordinary worship. Those who don't believe in God, atheistic people, they might think that we spend so much money for the flower decoration and all this. Because they think this is idol worship. But it's not. For the devotee, Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Gokulanan is there. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman is there. You have to develop that love. Preman jana churita bhakti vilochane na santah sadeva radyesu vilokayanti yam shyam sundaram achita guna swarupam govindam adi purusam tamaham bhajami. You have to develop that love by the attainment of Godhead. When you develop that love, then only you will be successful in your life. Otherwise, human form of life will be wasted. So, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is important. Sukadeva Goswami tell Parikshit Maharaj that the Krute Yadadhaito Vishnum Tetayam Yajato Omake Dvapare Paricharyayam Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. That Krute Yadadhaito Vishnum, Kruta Yuga Satya Yuga, all different process important. You know, he says, Vishnu worship is important. Krute Yadadhaito Vishnum Tetayam Yajato Makhe Dvapare Paricharyayam Tado Kalo Tad Hari Kirtanat. Different yuga, different process. But in Kali Yuga, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, you can make your life successful. Now, when Srila Prabhupada started this ISKCON deity worship by Pancharatri Vidhi, he was in contact with so many devotees as well. So there are some devotees to explain the problem to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada used to write later. So I got one or two letters. There are so many letters you can read. You know? So in one letter, Srila Prabhupada about deity worship, because with the topic about deity worship. So Srila Prabhupada later to Ravindra Swarup on 10th of June 1974. What he wrote, that I want to thank you 100 times for the excellent way you are worshipping the deity there. As I can see from your color photographs you have sent. From my childhood, I was also worshipping Lord Jagannath. When I was 6 years old, my father gave me a ratha and I was performing this Rath Yatra in my neighborhood. And now, in the Western world, you are worshipping Lord Jagannath so gorgeously, and it pleases me very, very much. Thank you again for the way you are conducting the deity worship in the Philadelphia temple. As for the Ratha ceremony, you go on with it. I shall attend there next year. But you go on holding a splendid ceremony for the people of the city. I am sure it will be a success. His special word is for the people of the city. Srila Prabhupada, just imagine how merciful was Srila Prabhupada. Not only for the devotee, he said for the people of the city. So wherever the Rath Yatra are going on, so many people take advantage. Prabhupada was not like for only for Hindu or whatever. He was for the whole world. He was so compassionate. He was always thinking how people can live peacefully, without fighting, without argument. God is so powerful. Same ample thing available all over the world without fighting. So why not engage everyone in Krishna's activity? Either you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra or do the deity worship according to Pancharatra Vidhi. There is no other thing to do. These two things is important. Either Bhagavat Vidhi or Pancharatra Vidhi. And two things, simply by doing two things, your life can be successful. You don't have to do master's degree or PhD. Just engage yourself in these two activities, Bhagavat Vidhi or Pancharatra Vidhi. And you will get success at the end of the letter. Srila Prabhupada said that after this life, you can go to back to Godhead. There is another letter he wrote to Himavati. Himavati was one lady. On 18th of March 1969, he said, If one attains perfection in deity worship, that is called Archan Siddhi. Archan Siddhi means simply by deity worship, one goes back to Godhead immediately after this life. For householders, it is important. In India, so many Vishnu temples for the convenience of the surrounding householders. So when you worship the deity, you actually just not whimsically. You have to do this systematically. And to do that one, you follow your spiritual master. That is very important. Your spiritual master, sometimes people say, who is spiritual master? I can read, I can learn from the book. There are so many books I can read. No. Spiritual master is most important thing. Because that is called disciplic succession. I know in some time, ISKCON people be living for 10, 15 years. But they don't worry about the initiation. Actually, initiation is very important. Because that is connection. The light is here. The wire is there. The switch is there. But until you switch on the main switch, there won't be any light. And between the light and the switch, there is wire. So the whole connection there. So for a successful life, there is a connection. So same way, must have a spiritual life with a spiritual master. He follows his spiritual master, and then he follows his spiritual master. That is called Vedic Parampara. Vedic Parampara, make your life successful. That's very important thing. There is nadi. Worship means devotional, bhava. You have to develop the bhava. Like Arjuna, Krishna had other best friend. Who was the best friend, Krishna's other? Uddhav. Uddhav was also best friend of Krishna. Arjuna was best friend, no doubt about it. But Uddhav was also best friend of Krishna. So what happened? One day Krishna realized that how they worship in Vrindavan. I want to check out. Then he said, my dear Uddhav, if you have time, you go to Vrindavan to see how they worshiping me. What respect they have for me. So he said that Krishna being Uddhav's very best friend, wanted to send him to Vrindavan just to study the highly well elevated extract devotional service practice there. Even one is highly elevated material education and is even the disciple of Brihaspati. Brihaspati means priest of demigod. He still has to learn from the gopis and the other residents of Vrindavan how to love Krishna. To the highest degree, it was Krishna's special favor to Uddhava to send him to Vrindavan. So Vrindavan, Uddhava went to Vrindavan. The very first thing he did, he went to Yashoda and Nandan Maharaj's palace. He went there. And gradually he went to all the gopis as well. He gave one letter to gopis, for Radharani especially. Krishna wrote letter. And in the end, when he was time to come back to Mathura, it was in Garg Sanhita. He says in Garg Sanhita, page number 405. It's very nice. By that way you can develop your love for Krishna. He says the Garg Sanhita describes like that. When it was time for Uddhava to return to Mathura, he asked Radharani to write a letter for Krishna. See, Narada said, Radha took a pen and a jar of ink. As she thought of what to write, tears flowed from her eyes. Whatever Radha wrote with her pen was at once washed away by the tears from her eyes, filled with wonder. Uddhava spoke to the lotus eye Radha, who yearning to see Krishna, shed stained of tears. See, Uddhava said, O Radha, why must you write? Why must you be so unhappy in this way? Even without your writing a letter, I will tell Krishna everything of your distress. So devotee, when you worship Krishna, is not simply ceremony. The love should be developed between you and Krishna, or deity, whoever deity. It may be Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, or Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Gokulanand, Radha Landanishwar, Radha Radhanath, Radha Gopinath, Radha Damodar, wherever you are. You should develop the love for God. There are 5 stages of development. Does anyone know? 5 versions of rasa. Rasa is called taste, rasa. Dasa, then sakya, and madhurya. Madhurya. So 5 tastes altogether. Sakya, vatsalya, madhurya. Like Yashoda Anand, you have vatsalya rasa. Sakya rasa. Or Krishna and Arjuna, you have vatsalya, you know, that rasa. So different tastes, you have to develop the taste. Simply doing seva, and if you don't develop the taste for Krishna, then it's waste of time. Simply waste of time. That's why you must develop the taste for Krishna. When you worship Krishna, in this process of all this process, when you want to worship Krishna, abhigaman, upadan, yoga, ijya, or swadhyay. The swadhyay means self-study. You have to study the literature. You study the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, so many literature, so many Sanskrit sloka. See, especially Pancharatrak Vidhi, the different mantras, you have to pronounce different mantra, and you cannot make a mistake in that mantra. If you utter a small wrong mantra sound, then there is a wrong effect. That's why it's very important thing. So this is iti murti abhidhanena mantra murti mamrutikam yate yajate yajna purusam samyak darsan pumana. In human society, everyone should worship. Srila Prabhupada always said that even rich men, they also worship. Sometimes they don't have their own children, then they worship dog and cat. Worship is important. You always worship someone. If you don't have anything, then you worship anyone, but you worship. So why not worship Vishnu worship? And that's Srila Prabhupada did. All over the world, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are so fortunate. Everywhere there is a temple. You go on holiday and you find out from the internet there should be ISKCON temple there. If not then at least use the Bhagavad Vidhi. If Panchratra Vidhi is not possible, then always engage in this Bhagavad Vidhi, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Find out Tulsi leaf offered to Krishna. And then if nothing is available, and if you are so poor, then Krishna said, Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakta Prajatidi Tadaham Bhakta Usnam Asnami Prajatmanah. You see, anyone can give me a glass of water. If you can't afford anything, at least keep offering me a glass of water with Tulsi leaf and I will accept it. All I want is with devotion, your devotion. Devotion like with Radharani, with gopis, with gopas, Vrajavasis. Vrajavasi, if you go now in India, there is no other voice than Jai Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Hare Krishna, nothing else. No material sound. That's why we have to worship with the sound vibration of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Is there any questions, comment, realization?